Always something classic on KUVO. Always something new. Always, you know, trying to find out what's out there on the edge of music, especially on Jazz Odyssey. You heard on KUVO Mondays through Thursdays from 10 p.m. to midnight. The founder of Jazz Odyssey, way back, long time ago, is with us in studio. See, I'm making you feel old. Trumpeter, educator, composer, Joshua Trinidad in the house. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks again for having
Good
me
Good to have you, man. Enrique Jimenez. With KUVO is here as well.
Good morning.
And, yo, man.
And a noted guitarist in his own right.
Yes. That's right. That's right. The show is tonight at Raíces Brewery called Las Luces. What is this from the mind of Joshua Trinidad?
Well, it's a band that we haven't really been together a whole bunch. We actually played the Five Points Jazz Festival a couple years ago, and we're still kind of forming our identity. But, you know, it's really mixing, like, some of like the traditional Latin jazz stuff, but really it's focused on like kind of getting outside of the boundaries with our soloing and playing with, you know, pedals and really challenging listeners to maybe listen to a song differently than that they traditionally have. So, which is kind of the essence of like the Jazz Odyssey in a lot of ways. So just keeping that Odyssey mindset, okay. You know, keeping that Odyssey mindset. Yeah.
Perfect for the late night audience. Yeah. But this show is at 7 o'clock tonight at Raíces Brewery. Enrique Jimenez, man, a quick word on this project called Jazz Odyssey Presents. You've taken that late night show and turned it into a series of events happening at venues around town.
Yeah, we wanted to spread the jazz gospel around town in different areas. And Josh and I have known each other for a while. Yeah. You know, I think he played on one of my records, yeah. I think. And but, you know, bringing jazz out to Jazz Odyssey specifically out to different venues where we had kind of cut our teeth in the music scene, and spreading that just like we do in the evenings here, turn it into a live music series. And, you know, this is the second season of it, and now we're kind of going full bore with some of the events throughout the year, and we're going to continue to do that and promote the future of jazz.
You've been trying to keep it a secret, though. I mean, it's how is that? Because it's like we wouldn't talk about it during the day here at KUVO at all.
Well, initially it was a project conceived under the direction of the Doris Duke Foundation, which supports jazz all across America. And we kind of went to them with this crazy idea of starting promotion for Jazz Odyssey on all our digital platforms. So we really got a good handle on where the youth are, where new audiences are. And then we bring a back to the air.
Okay, so just digital then.
So it started just digital.
Like,
yes.
I had to have an Instagram. I had to
Instagram, TikTok,
Facebook.
Nah.
not.
You better quit while you're ahead, Steve.
But you got TikTok. Okay, yeah. I got to get TikTok.
You have to forgive him. He's got a new phone for the first time in 10 years.
Does this thing get TikTok? I don't know.
I did have the pleasure of going to the last one at Meadowlark, and this one was with Emmanuel. And it really had a great vibe, full room. Yeah. The music was popping, and people really received it well. So I'm very excited about this one at Raíces.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, one of the things I was just thinking about, too, is how important it is that folks get exposed to this Odyssey-style music because, mm-hmm. you know, as I was saying during the break, it's really cool to meet folks here in the music scene who are now adults, and they're like, yeah, I grew up with the Odyssey, like, and when I was in middle school, it was my favorite show, and,
wow.
you know, it makes me feel good and weird at the same time.
Yeah. So let me ask you something about the music in and of itself.
Yeah.
So this thing about the future of jazz and as a musician, of course, musicians always have this thing about searching, the search.
Right.
The search continues always. And if you don't hear the music very often, like me, I'm not locked into. Is it safe to call it a genre?
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. Yeah. I was speaking with a good friend who was taking a jazz studies class in Cleveland. I can't remember the university he was at, and I think they're listeners of our radio station or something. But the professor had called it the Jazz Odyssey era.
Wow.
And this was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if it's just a shared.
For me, you know, I keep thinking, I go, you know, my sense is that if you go here, we go to hear you guys When is it? Tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight.
Okay.
7 p.m.
Tonight. And you wait a week or two and come back in here again. Everything's evolved and changed.
Yeah.
Either subtly or a lot.
Right.
You know, like a lot of musicians.
Right.
Like traditional jazz, where
sure.
you might go and hear somebody play, and the next time you go hear them, they're not playing any of that stuff because
right.
that's not the hip stuff anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
Is this kind of the same? Almost like you've got your platform, you know, you've got your ideas, you got your things that you work off, that you build off of.
Sure.
But it doesn't stay the same. It just keeps on.
It does evolve, and you know, to bring in kind of Ron Miles is, you know, rest in peace. He used to say to me, and honestly, his final words to me was, "Keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
People will get hip to it."
Right.
And that's kind of his philosophy. Just keep doing what you do.
Right.
And people will eventually catch up.
Okay.
Jazz, ambient, rock, electronic, lo-fi. Tell us about the players tonight as a part of the Las Luces project at Raíces.
Yeah. So I'm lucky to have some great players. Alex Trujillo on guitar. He plays in a band called Robedo around town, and he has his own jazz trio. There's Eli Garcia. He runs a really cool clothing company here in Denver called Denver Made, and you'll see these shirts that say Denver Made around town. And drummer Alex Armstrong, who plays a lot with Danette Hollowell, who I also play with. And in fact, Danette Hollowell might be sitting in for a couple of tunes to sing a couple of her originals, which I also have to give her credit too. When we started the Jazz Odyssey, she would always call at the end of the night and say, "Hey, what are you all going to do after this? After you get done with the station?" And she'd always say, "Come over and jam." And a lot of the stuff we used to jam at her house on 30th and Downing was a lot of the stuff we were listening to here. So again, it's just like community grown, like really grassroots.
And you're going to bring your trumpet?
I'm going to bring my trumpet and my pedals.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's details at KUVO.org. It's Las Luces tonight, 7 p.m. at Raíces Brewery, 2060 West Colfax. It's a 21-plus show.
All right. Enrique, thank you for dropping in. Joshua, it's good to see
you. Thank
you
again for having me.